Series, Season 1.
Okay, I'm not an idiot, for starters. So before you go off judging me on what I did, just remember, I've got some pretty special fucking circumstances, so back off! I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. I'm a little testy right now. It had been way too long. 3 weeks and 5 days, to be exact, since I'd eaten. If I was religious, I would call it a fast, but let's call it what it really was. Famine. And it's fucking with me. I lost another hand. Number 5, gone with the wind. Literally, actually. I went out foraging for a couple of days, and I got caught in a major storm. Wind blew my hand right off. That is not the big mistake, though. That's just an annoyance. I have a replacement, so all is well. Obviously, that does imply some things. I'm getting to it. I'm just embarrassed. I found a music shop while I was out. I was really super excited to find a guitar. Music does the heart good. Just wish I knew how to play it. I'll figure it out. See, normally I wear a mask when I go out. My face can be a little startling to the uninformed. You know, dead eyes, gray skin, scar too. Really just the works. I do a lot of formaldehyde face masks, but they only go so far, you know? Well, this one particular time, this one fucking time, man, I took the mask off. It's a motorcycle helmet. It's bulky, hard to deal with. Took it off to mess around with the guitar, and I am such an idiot for it. I forgot to put it on when I walked out of the shop. And damned if this wasn't the one time I see someone again. He saw me first. I walk slowly. I've got no place important to go. I suppose it could look a little shambly to some, but whatever. I walk out of the shop. This guy, big dude, big beard, bigger gun. He sees my face, and before I can say, "Hi, how are you?" two things happen. One, he pulls his gun on me. And two, I open my mouth to talk, and the hunger takes over. He fires, he misses, and I latch onto his neck. I ate his entire head. Only took me 2 minutes. I felt so bad when I was done. We probably could have been great friends. He was wearing an old Modest Mouse shirt. I love Modest Mouse. First time I've killed someone. I'm a pacifist, if I'm anything. I scavenge for what I need, but I don't take it. Really got me worried. I need to be trying harder to keep that belly full or figure out a way to make the hunger go away or something. I don't want to lose myself completely. Next thing you know, I might eat a dick. I don't want to eat a dick. That's gross. Anyway, I packed him and the guitar up best I could and started making my way back here. It's not so easy carrying a person and stuff that far, but I did it. At the expense of my hand, in the wind. Unfortunately, this does get worse. This guy, fairly certain he was married. As soon as I left the area, I heard a girl. She was shouting, "Edgar, Edgar, where are you?" I hid in some bushes with poor Edgar and waited for her to pass. She was pretty and terrifying. Killed every zombie she saw so fast and was laughing while she did it. Killed things with magic, I think, and just laughed. I really think she enjoyed it. She was definitely looking for Edgar, though. Edgar had a ring on his finger, so Edgar was definitely married. I feel so bad. I have a bad feeling that she followed me back here, but time will tell. Anyway, I'm an idiot, but nothing to be done about it. I'm gonna go put Edgar's hand on and probably try to play the guitar. Hope I see that girl again. Maybe not. I don't know.
Dead Serious, Memoirs of an Undead Loser, Season 1, Chapter 3. Whoops! Performed by Travis Diffenderfer. Fun fact, it took me 3 hours to try and pronounce his name. For news and updates, please visit www.deadseriouspod.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more zombie shenanigans. Come back tomorrow for the next chapter, Edgar and Me. Spread the word, the undead army needs you!